Blog Talk Radio.
Why is it not playing?
There it goes.
Well, here we are again. It's always such a pleasure. Remember when you tried to kill me twice? Oh, how we laughed and laughed, except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice. You want your freedom?
That was a fucking trial by fire I just went through. That's all I gotta say.
I know, right? Wow. That was all kinds of issues all at once.
Holy crap, that was all the issues I had to deal with. I literally was typing two different things in two different hands. I had an out-of-body experience just then.
Wow.
Ooh, my head hurts.
Oh, well, that was interesting. Blog Talk just decided to totally screw up. That was not nice.
Exactly
Blog Talk.
Known for...
Useful. Yeah, we know that British bitch gets on my nerves. I tell you. It's October 2nd, 2012. Oh my gosh, it's almost Halloween. I love Halloween. Crap, is it Tuesday?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm so confused. My new work schedule has me just, I'm all jacked up. I'm so confused.
Right there with you, baby, right there with you.
It's Tuesday. It's time for Pixinista. We are your favorite pixel fashionistas, the bitchiest of the bitches. Thank you very much.
That's right.
If you do something that is just a hot mess, we will rip you a new one. But we'll give you advice on how to fix it at least. So I guess we're a little nice.
No, we're not.
No, we're really not. Let me give you the call in number if you want to call in, although most people don't during Pixinista, which I don't blame you because we really are harsh. It's 347-215-7977. And one more thing to say before we get going, we actually use something called Join Me, which is a website that allows you to see what we're talking about because it's really difficult for you to picture in your head what we're going on and on and on about. Ginger has it up on her computer. She has a link in the chat room. If you are not in the chat room, you are missing out on a lot, I'm telling you. That's where we post all the good stuff. So you can go to the chat room, copy and paste that link into your browser, and it will take you directly to Ginger's desktop, and you can see what she has on there. And no, there are no dirty pictures, I don't think. There might be.
Well, I don't know. Right now, I'm a little bit concerned there might be.
It's possible. It's always possible. I mean, it is us you're talking about. So anyway, yeah, I just got off work, so I'm a little...
She's a little
fuzzy.
Jiggity. Are you a jiggity?
I am a little fuzzy. I mean, it was just like 9 hours of mind-numbing boredom. So, yeah, let's roll. Yay! Yay!
My eye hurts. My skin hurts. My skin hurts.
Why did you?
Why did you?
No, you don't want to know.
Actually, I probably do want to know because I'm living vicariously through you.
I'm a good girl. What? You mean liar? What the hell was that? Okay. Well, we left Miss Ginger to her own devices, so she actually came up with a topic for this show, so we will not just be rambling aimlessly for some reason today.
All right. My topic actually came up when I came across a nice little article over on YouTube, I think. YouTube, sorry. Yahoo Fashion. Real life anime girl Anastasia Chapingas. I probably said that wrong. Anyways, this chick does makeup tutorials to make herself look like an anime character.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, and
that is
really
that's not just kind of creepy. That's really fucking creepy.
She's making me nervous.
Yeah,
I know. I saw this
they described her waist-like, and I was like, oh, she's small. Until they described her as 90 pounds, maybe.
Yeah, I saw this on the news, and I honestly thought that she was one of those lifelike dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Like Japan is making.
Yes.
That's what they made. an anime-ish lifelike doll that was not alive, and unfortunately, it's a real person, and
I'm scared.
That's a good word.
Yeah. Yeah, and she talks about that she wants to have surgery one day to reshape her eyes and nip in her waist even more drastically, which you can't really tell from these pictures, but she's tiny.
Yeah, you can
do that with a corset.
Yeah, but let me explain something from a biological standpoint. For those of you who are wanting to have this done and who are considering maybe corset training to get a really tiny waist, let me explain something of what a corset does to your body. Okay?
Work.
Now, everyone knows the part between the bottom of your ribs and your hips is soft. That's where the fleshy part is. That's the part that the corset pulls in whenever it's on there. But if you constantly do corset training, that fleshy part is not just fat, it's not just muscle, it's not just skin, that's where your organs are. And when you do corset training, all you're doing is shifting the position of your organs, and that is not healthy.
Mm-mm.
Your organs are in that position because that's how they work at optimal performance.
Pretty
okay?
The picture, her hair is just about thicker than her damn waist.
That is disgusting. That is not healthy. That is really,
no.
really, really, really not healthy. That is not healthy. That is, I don't even want to imagine what's going on with that girl's organs. I mean,
or her brain. Apparently, she's not getting the proper blood, something going to her brain, because that's why she thinks she looks, you know
well,
what?
Her idol is this chick, the real-life Barbie doll, who has had surgery.
That is not even
a Barbie doll. She's had her eyes changed, and she's had her waist nipped and tucked.
And huge tits, of course.
Yeah.
So basically, she's a lifelike blow-up doll. She's a real-life blow-up doll. That's how they want to be, is a real-life blow-up doll. And people are talking about bad influences on little girls. Hello? How about this shit?
Well, you know, that's where this kind of came in. What I was thinking about is that we actually, I'm trying to pull up one website. I'm not quite sure what I did know earlier. Oh. Here we go. This is the picture I was looking for. Healthy woman. She has curves. This is what you would have to do to your body to look like Barbie or some of these anime characters. Which brings me to, even last week, you showed us a picture of a guy doing some cosplay, which makes me start wondering, how much of that was he himself had already built himself up, he does workouts, whatnot, he wants to look like that, and how much of that is him aspiring to look like something out of this? Something, you know, he's seen one of these characters. He wants to be like this, be strong, intimidating, scary man. All right, so on this female side, what is driving this? There's got to be some kind of psychological...
We all know what the psychological drive is. It's because that's all that they show us, period. Even in our games, even in recent years, we've just now had it where they're allowing you to create your own body type instead of looking a certain way. I mean, think back to... we were talking about EverQuest this morning. Think back to EverQuest. Did you have a boob slider? Was there anybody fat in EverQuest?
No, there was nobody fat in EverQuest.
Perfectly thin.
No,
yeah.
Everybody was perfect shape. And in all honesty, if you were running around all day and you had to run everywhere, you probably would be thin. But some people never left the town and was eating cookies, you know, like myself baking cookies all day, Batwing cookies. I might have been one of the fat characters if I could make one that could sit down. This is the body image, and it keeps perpetuating through everything, not just fashion, but our games do it a lot.
Exactly.
I know we saw with Dead or Alive 5 today that the actual community complained when they made
the boobs,
smaller
boobs,
characters. Yeah.
Okay. Look, this is the thing. I am not a little girl. Okay. I am not a little girl. I will tell you straight up. I got junk in my trunk and all over.
She's
I got junk
so
everywhere.
She's so hot.
She is.
I got junk everywhere. But the thing is, and I actually do have an eating disorder. And I don't talk about this a lot because it's, you know, it's kind of personal. But I figure this is a good time to say because we're dealing with fashion, and fashion is what's blamed for a lot of girls' eating disorders. When I was in high school, I was constantly berated for my weight. Constantly. And I actually got to the point where I became obsessed with working out, and I became obsessed with binging and purging, bulimia. Mm-hmm. And I did that for a very, 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 very long time. And I actually got really, really small. You could see my hip bones poking out. You could see my collarbones. And if you see me now, you'd be like, there is no way that girl was ever skinny. But I was. I was bony. It was not attractive. I was not healthy. My hair was brittle. My teeth were, you know, they lost some of the enamel. My throat was always messed up from the constant, you know, output of stomach acid running over the tissue of my throat. That's why I get so many throat infections now, because it's so messed up. So, and all of this happened because when I was younger, I never fit into what the standard of beauty was. I was never quite enough, pretty enough in other people's eyes, and I constantly was striving for that, for something unrealistic for my body type. I am not built to be a skinny chick. I am not. I mean, I wasn't even down to, quote, skinny weight, and I have bones poking out everywhere. I am not built to be skinny.
You are not, and you are hot just the way you is, B.
I know. I've seen pictures of her. Holy
God. All I'm going to tell you, as much as Snow Bitch is talking about, I'm not hot, I'm going to refer back to porn star hair flip, and that's all I'm going to say.
That was not porn star hair flip.
Whatever. if y'all want to know about that, y'all can look later. Now, Snow, I'm happy that you admitted that. I had the same issue, but I was not throwing up because, you know, I was not about to be throwing stuff up. But I did not eat. Some of it was, you know, I had no choice, but a lot of it was because I thought I was fat. And I weighed 99 pounds.
Yeah, I went the Corey route.
Yeah, I just would not eat. I walked everywhere I went, and I'm not talking about short distances. I walked, you know, a good 2 to 3 miles to school and back every day carrying a full course load of books because I was a smart chick, too. But not smart enough to realize this is not good. You cannot function on a honey bun and Dr. Pepper for the whole day.
No.
This is not going to work. And it took age for me to see that this was not right, because I don't know if I've shared this on a show before. I have Epstein-Barr, which will cause my weight to drastically fluctuate. I'll either be really heavy or really thin.
Yep.
And with age, I saw myself down to 99 pounds beyond my control. I wasn't trying to do it this time, and I saw myself in the mirror at Old Navy. We'll never forget this. And I burst into tears, and I said, this is what I was thinking was pretty. This is not pretty. I look like a fucking crackhead.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I look like. My thing was, I love food. I'm very much a foodie type person. And I would literally, if I got depressed, I would go out and buy a whole cake or a couple of cakes and some fast food. And I would pretend it was for a party. And then I'd go home and eat all of it and then throw up and then come back. Or I'd come and eat most of it and then go throw up and then come back and eat the rest of it and then go throw up. And it was kind of like a cycle for me. And then after I did that, I felt really depressed again. And I wanted to eat more. And then it was like a very, very vicious, vicious cycle. So it was not fun. It fucked me up physically.
Really
bad.
And the men, folk, do not understand why when we're in games, I don't need you pointing out your character's boobs are hot. No, honey. Do you know what it would take for a real woman to look like this?
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Honestly, I get... My tits are big, I'll admit. I got big tits.
Yes, they are nice.
I got big tits. But I am actually extremely self-conscious when I go out in public, and that's all people look at is my tits. I have to be very careful about what I wear. If I wear anything low-cut, I mean, that's all that people look at are my boobs.
Yes, because that's how you got that guy.
I can't help it. That's just, they're there. And even if the slightest, tiniest little V-neck, it just shows cleavage, and I can't help it. And I get so self-conscious, and honestly, I'm more comfortable in things that go up to my neck, like really high on my neck than anything, which is really sad because, you know, I might actually look good in some certain outfits, but I am not comfortable because of the way people view me when I go out.
Exactly.
I should tell you, this chick here had on a cute little blue dress, and it was low-cut.
Purple.
I don't know what color it was. All I know is I don't even like girls, and I was mesmerized by this hair flip business. That's all I got to say. I say this almost every show. I was mesmerized. I was like, damn, that's some pretty boobs. And her hair just cascaded around. Can we rewind that and do that in slow motion?
Slow motion.
That was not on purpose. Anyway, moving on. So that was the point of my story, is the society is you can't really win with society. You really can't.
We're getting there because, like I said, the whole boob slider, I don't know if anybody remembers, the City of Heroes was the first game MMO to institute a boob slider into their game.
I remember.
And it was a
I always had small boobies because I really want small boobies.
Yeah, and it was a fucking huge deal. Women were like flocking to play because they're like, finally I get to make a character, you know, almost more like myself. They don't have to be a set boobs. Maybe I don't want to have boobs. Maybe I want a girl who's flat chested because maybe that's what I am, or maybe that's what I want to look like. But it's the whole body image still is, especially in our games, is still being perpetuated. If we could just get them to pull it out. And here was my worry. See the link I just gave you, Miss Ginger? There, the last link I posted. Look in Skype. This is the worry for me because these are the games that are up on the internet for our little girls. There's tons of websites like this one that you're about to go to. And when I say tons, I'm not even exaggerating. I know this because I catch Baby Natrix on them quite often. And we have to have talks about, you know, about what she's playing and seeing. Now, we all about some fashion, mind you, but did you get it?
Fashiongames.biz?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Put that up. Okay, there are whole pages like this of games that are supposed to be for little girls. One of them is games for girls, games to girls. Now, some of them are even worse because they lead to porn. Mm-hmm. And these here are, I'm not too fond of either. Look, you see what you see? Dress up games. Click on dress up games. I just want you to see. None of these girls look, they either look like the anime girls there. You see? You see what we got?
Yep.
We got anime girl or we got club girl or, and they all look completely unrealistic.
Big boobs about to pop out of their top.
Yeah. There's no ethnic. And I will tell you all this story. Baby Natrix and I had a huge fight 2 years ago where Hannah Montana was banned from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now I love me some Miley Cyrus. I think she's a beautiful singing voice. She's a very talented young woman. But Baby Natrix came to me and said that she didn't think she was pretty because she didn't have blonde hair like Miley Cyrus. And I promptly pulled those fucking sheets off of her bed, and there were no blonde dolls allowed in this house up until recently. I kid you not.
Oh, wow.
No blonde dolls, but I started picking dolls of every ethnicity that I could find that looked, you know, not just black girls, but we had an Asian doll. We had a super dark-skinned black girl. We had a Latina doll. I started, you know, because I this is what she was seeing on TV and at these websites. Go down. Have we run across any other ethnicity?
There's Vietnamese. I see that.
But
other than that, they're all white.
Yeah. So these are the unfortunately, what they're teaching, and none of them are fat, none of them have even huge boobs. They're just these little skinny things.
No, there's one that has big boobies.
Who is that one? Dress, wait a minute, where did she go?
I'm under Fashion Games, Camera Fashion Girl. She got some big boobies for her size.
Yeah, I'm going to need them to stop this. Who's ever putting these, like, oh, I'm sorry, look, Rihanna, way down to the bottom of the page.
Wait, was that on the first page?
No, on the page you're on, if you scroll back up, there's actually Rihanna. She somehow made it to the page.
Oh, dress up Rihanna. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's... No.
Okay, still don't.
We already know what she wears. I do not want a little girl playing that.
But she's still unrealistic as well. Rihanna's like 6 feet tall. She's a model, so she's uneven unrealistic.
See, this is what just amazes me is society puts so much focus on basically like the very, very few women in the world who are 6 foot tall and, you know, perfect shape, and that's really creepy. I don't turn that off your screen. That is really fucking creepy.
Ew, stop. Ew.
Seriously, look, I mean,
that is not okay. Now,
I'd be like, adjust your torso, bitch.
Right? I would too. I'd be like, no, bring that down some. That is not right. You need to get some more love handles. Have a fucking cheeseburger or four.
Apparently, in this. Who's had the surgery to make her eyes and her body look like this. And then,
that is not attractive. I forgot what I was saying as you creeped me out. Anyway, yes,
yeah,
I know now.
It's like
society focuses too much on women like this and not enough on the average woman. And I'm so happy to see that there are more big, beautiful women on TV now. I'm so happy about that.
We have the Real World Fashion Magazine, Vogue, has, I can't remember if it was them or Cosmo, that put a naked woman on the cover, and she had the whole fat rolls and everything, and they had the word beautiful beside her, and I was so happy to see that.
Yeah, this is a blog that this is actually on, and it's called Healthy is the New Skinny, and these girls are not too fixed.
Work.
That's
like
awesome.
Yeah.
She I would
so pretty.
I would much rather go to the doctor and have the doctor tell me that all my vitals are healthy than tell me that I'm thin.
Yep. I had a doctor who, when I first was diagnosed with Epstein-Barr, that told me, he was an older guy, and he actually caught himself. He says, you know, you're dropping a lot of weight. Your boobs are going to get look really huge. And I said, excuse me? He says, well, no, I mean, it's going to be good weight. I'm going to take care of you. I got some stuff I'm going to give you.
Oh, wow.
But he was like in his 80s. He didn't mean it the way it came out. He's like, your boobs can be really huge. I was like, what? I don't want huge boobs. I'm fine with the ones I got. I'm just fine. And
I would like small boobs, please.
I'm happy with what I have. I'm happy with my junk in the trunk. I wear my stuff to accentuate it, even if I'm uncomfortable, because I need to learn to like me. I don't give a damn who else don't. The rest of you don't matter, because when I gotta go to sleep at night, I don't want to go to sleep hungry, and I don't want to go to sleep too full either. I just want to be able to lay down and sleep. But all my junk in my trunk, and my fat rolls if I got any, all that good stuff. And if my boobs are actually bigger, I don't think I like this. No.
They're nice. They're nice boobs.
Take some of them back. Well, you know what? I used to have the super super smally ones. And you
super
know why?
Smally?
Yeah, and you know why I like that? It has nothing to do with anything other than it's fucking hot in Texas.
It is hot in Texas.
and I need to be without a bra. I'm just saying. I need to be without
a bra. Girl, I tell you, I cannot go without a bra.
No,
I can't
no.
anymore.
I think the most embarrassing thing for me, my senior year of high school, I was in color guard. You know, the girls who do the flags?
Yes, I was.
I was in color guard. And let me tell you, in order to be able to run across the football, and I did run. I mean, I ran my ass off. I mean, seriously, it was awesome. I had to wear two sports bras and then duct tape my boobies down so they didn't flop everywhere when I was running.
I would have run slow just so they wouldn't flop. I would have ran past the football players and just been running slow and just grabbing, hey. I know you're looking. You're looking.
No, because I wanted to do a good job, and I couldn't because it hurts. Girls with big boobies, when we run, it hurts.
Yeah, I concur.
It hurts.
But I'm all about the power of the boobies. I use mine today to get a free taco.
Hey, look at that boobie.
I use mine to get really fucking good service at restaurants.
See?
I don't even mean to sometimes. I didn't even know I was doing it until one day I happened to wear a low-cut shirt, went out to a restaurant, and I leaned over to say something to the waiter, and he immediately dropped his eyes to my boobs, and I went, oh, well, that works.
Yeah.
I leaned back in the car today. Excuse me, I need some sauce. Oh, we forgot to give you, do you need another taco? Oh, I only ordered two. Oh, you can have another one. Thank you, sweetheart. Go ahead and put that in there. And mine aren't even big. See, you got to work with what you got. If I got out of the car, they would have had a heart attack. You know, I got a
yes. Yes, they would have.
And the queen of muscle booty. There you go. Okay, we got to move on to other stuff.
We do.
We got to move on. Okay, I got to talk about this, and I have not put these up yet. I'm trying to put them up on the site, but, you know, trial by fire, what's going on. So we're going to go to the website. This is supposed to be our guest this week, but they are super busy. They had a show today, so they could not stop by, although I left them.
Who's it?
Why can I not find it? What's wrong with me? Oh, speaking of crackheads. Okay, it is Trunk, Mobile Trunk Show. Let me give Ginger. I gave you all the links, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to open it.
Yeah, Mobile Trunk Show, and I'll have this up. I actually have it saved. I'm in the middle of adding the picture, so it actually will be up right after. You can look for it. The title of it will be Fashion Faster Than a Speeding Stiletto. Oh, do we need some music for this?
No, it has
music. Oh, I didn't hear it. Okay, go ahead and stop that. Okay, these are the lovely ladies that I ran across 2 weeks ago that you've been hearing us talk about from Trunk Show Mobile Boutique. And I have some pictures from inside the van. They might have some here on the website. But
snap.
Do y'all see this?
Oh, my God.
Do you see this business? Do you see this? Okay, so
I thought this, it was you.
Yes, you know how they have the food trucks, right? They have the food trucks.
Yeah.
This is the same type of truck, but it is full of clothes. And it's not, when I say full of clothes, I don't mean you're like bustling through trying to get through. It's plenty of space. You know, we could all fit in there, all of us, and then four or five other girls. They have a dressing room. They
what?
Have a, yes. And just.
Are they driving around in an RV?
It's kind of like a RV, you know, but kind of a half of an RV. It's really huge. And it's cool. Oh my God, it's so blessedly cool in there for it to be summer in Texas. I walked in, I was like, oh my God, there's AC.
Wow.
And they will come to you. Anywhere, okay? You're at your house. You're like, I got to get dressed. I got to do my hair. Instead of running out, ladies, to the store, I wear a size 10. And they're partnered with a company that also does the same thing with shoes. They're a mobile shoe place, and I have lost their card. So you Mobile Trunk Show ladies are listening. Yes, I was standing right next to this stuff. Oh, my God. The stuff that you have on the screen. Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
Baby Nature
really loves that bracelet right there.
Holy Baby Nature started picking up stuff and putting it on her fingers. I was like, put it down.
Don't touch.
And it's very neat and very orderly, just like you see in the pictures. And on the floor, they have a lovely, soft, fluffy pink rug I was rather impressed with. And they do everything from haute couture to some kind of low-end couture. I think one of the blouses I saw there that I really liked, and I really do not look good in yellow, but I almost bought this damn thing. It was a yellow kind of a sheer kind of fantasy kind of blouse, something you could pass it off as a little cosplay if you worked it with the right accessories, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just
add a corset to that bitch. It's automatically cosplay.
That's what I see. So really, really, and they... I'm just amazed to see something like this. And I was talking to her. I said, well, you know, what if we had a gamer thing? I said, would you be able to come around? And she says, yeah, of course. The designers are not here in Houston. They get their clothes from California. So a lot of it's kind of California, but it works for the Texas climate, you know, the heat. Mm-hmm. See that? Look at that.
Oh, wow. That is so cool.
Isn't it like
that's
the coolest fucking thing ever?
It's pink.
Wow.
You know me in pink.
It does not look that big from the outside. From the inside, it looks so much bigger.
It is bigger on the inside. And like I said, dressing room. She said, you know, they'll come to your job. Those of you who work in an office, and, you know, you want to get your girls together, they'll come during your lunch hour. And you can shop.
Wow.
And it's so much, especially in, man, Snow, you remember being in Texas having to try to go to lunch and you got to buy something? You come out hair plaster. You can't try on the clothes because you're sweating. Oh, no,
yes.
Honey. You walk out of your, there's the rug. See the rug on the floor? There's the rug.
That's
I like
great.
That rug. It looks like rose petals, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Neat, orderly. I was just amazed to see them parked on the side of the street. I stopped and was like, oh, my God. We have to talk about you.
Oh, my God. Just
see
wow.
when I said this, I know you guys could not picture, and that's the feeling lady that I
oh
met.
My God, look at those
earrings.
That would kill
wow.
my ears. Oh my
but
God.
I would wear those.
Work that out, lady. Holy cow. Oh my God.
She saw me sitting outside, and she immediately got out of her van, which I thought took a lot of bravery because I would never go over to somebody's car. I don't care what you were doing outside. I'd be like, you're taking pictures. So I'm not going over there. She came over. She's like, hi. And handed me all of her stuff. And I said, she said, do you want to come inside? I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, I hope they're not crazy. You know.
Yeah.
You get in.
Please tell me, my spleen.
Yeah, they got Stephanie to cuff you up. Aha, we tricked you. You thought they were clothes. I like that girl's boots.
I like that whole outfit, actually.
Nice. The purse, the boots. Yeah, that is rather nice.
Yeah, it's cute.
And her drink. She got a whole look going there.
Those other ones, we ain't going to talk about
no.
them.
No, I'm going to need you not to be wearing the leopard pants.
Yeah.
Quest on the back of her head? Okay.
And see, the bad thing is they are beautiful girls, and they could probably look damn fine if they wore shit that actually worked.
Look at that. Look at that.
That is amazing.
I don't
so
do pink.
I have to ask,
but that's kind of cute.
Does the van only have certain sizes? Do they only cater to certain?
No. She said we go super large, we go super small. She said, but what we'll do is like if we call them and said meet us somewhere, mm-hmm. if we need these sizes, that's what they bring.
Oh wow! See, that's awesome. That's what I like to hear. So
yeah, you see,
not gonna be one of those, you know, big girl
small lady.
There and it's all like size twos.
Yeah, that pisses me off.
No. As you see, she's no small girl herself. She got some hips. And he was also there.
He's got to be her husband.
That's some love for you to be around some clothes all day because, you know, I don't
yeah.
know any guys that would do that. They'd be like, you know what, I'm going to be at the house. And I'll see you guys later.
I'm definitely thinking wife, husband. I could be wrong, but.
I'm just amazed to see something like this in Houston because we generally, well, there's a certain area of town now that does this a lot with the food, which you only previously saw in New York. But I've never seen anything like this anywhere else, period. But to have it in Houston was just amazing because it is pretty much a mobile but kind of a virtual business, meaning they, you know, you have to call them. You have to schedule time to come with them. You don't know where they're going to be. It's not like you can say, you know, they were outside of the Kroger. I'm going to go back to the Kroger tomorrow. They're somewhere else. I think it's a genius idea. And I'm waiting to see, I think they said makeup.
They have makeup too?
I know, but I was just looking at makeup.
What?
Oh, my God.
I didn't see any makeup when I was in there. Did I see makeup?
So do they have, I mean, and this is used. So I'm wondering, does it
No, those
they,
are samples.
Are those samples?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are samples.
They're just like, is it used makeup? Because I'm not going to wear that.
Well, no, more of what I was thinking is, do they have, like, a consultant, a makeup consultant on hand that, you know, once you buy
Probably
your clothes?
Probably not.
I don't know.
Although if they did, that would be, like, the bomb. If they could combine this with an assistant, a makeup person, and a hairdresser,
honey,
can you imagine how much they would make?
I mean, think about especially like proms or weddings
any kind of
special
event.
All your girls
event.
Together, call these girls. Yeah.
Like a bachelorette party. You know when they go out to bachelorette parties, they want to look good.
Prom wedding. Yeah. Wedding. You don't have to leave your house. We're going to bring clothes to you. You can try them on. We're going to do the fitting right here, and bam, we're done. That is what that's why I say this is a genius business, especially in Texas, because it is too fucking hot. You don't want to have to go out. If I can get somebody to come and bring me clothes and shoes to my house, I will pay. You know, that's kind of funky.
And she is rocking it. She has the attitude to go with it.
Metal belt.
That is a metal belt. That is
like
an 80s metal belt. That is one of those.
Okay, you know what? I don't really like the colors for me, but she is rocking that. The whole outfit, the smirk. Work it, girl. Work it.
Skin tone.
I know. She's gorgeous. God.
I'm jealous. I just want the bracelets in the purse. She can go.
I want her.
Girl, run and hide. Run.
Channeling you this morning.
She was channeling you this morning. She was very dirty, dirty girl this morning. All right, so anyway, go over and check them out. These lovely ladies do have a Facebook page. Trunk Show Mobile Boutique is the name. And give them a call up. They are based, looks like, out of Sugarland. But you can call them. They'll come anywhere. I'm not going to say they're going to come if you just want one outfit. You better be ready to shop. Because I know if it was me and I drove all the way across town, oh, hell no.
Yeah, I'd be mad. I am putting some stuff in there because, you know, I have to have a few Pinterest. So I got two Pinterest things. Do the first one first. It's adorable. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, my God. That's...
How funny is that?
Oh, I like that.
If I ever get pregnant, I'm so going to wear stuff like that just because.
I know, right? Oh, my God. That is so cute.
You know what? I wanted to wear stuff like that, but you know what happened when I was pregnant? I was like, I'm just going to sit down. That's what I'm going to do. Y'all lucky if I have on clothes today. How about that? I haven't seen my in 3 months. How about that?
The second one is some cosplay, which is absolutely amazing. Amazing.
Oh my God, look at her eyes.
That's contacts, obviously. But check out the whole thing. She went all out. I mean, this girl, that is an example.
I have seen her before.
She is awesome.
At a PAX a few years ago, there was a whole group of them. They were all Jokers and Harleys. And there's a picture somewhere because they had me in the middle. I was too tired to run.
Too tired to run. Oh, my God.
I was too tired to run. And I thought she was amazing then. Girl.
She works it. You go, girl.
It may not have been her. It may have been somebody else. I'm not going to say it was you because I don't think that girl that I saw was this well put together. This is a wig she has on. That's a wig.
Yeah, I was wondering whether or not.
If it's a wig, you know what? Still, rock.
Y'all know I'm a wig, Nisa. That's a wig. Look at the part in the hair. You can't see the scalp. That's a wig.
All right.
Work. But she's hot. She's hot. She's working.
Right?
Hold down. Did they have the whole outfit?
No, they don't have a whole outfit.
Oh, man. Why y'all put it up without the whole outfit?
Wow. Just amazing, though.
She should have been smiling because, you know, Harley always has a smile. That really.
I like the kind of smirk that she has on, though. That's kind of hot.
Love that lipstick.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I can't wear that, though, because I don't have any lips. So I put that on, my lips will disappear. I'll be like, Corey, what happened to your mouth?
She doesn't have...
No, I have no lips. She's got some lips.
Really? Not going to go back and look pictures.
Yeah, I have no lips. My lips are small. My Grammy calls me bird lips. Okay, so... Well, she does. I work with what I got. That's not where my assets lie. emphasis on assets.
Assets.
Okay, did you – wait, I got to put up mine now. This is my ultimate okay. – my geek contribution before we have to go. Okay, you put that up because I saw that. I actually ran across that on Google Plus, who has a whole fashion thing. Who knew Google had a whole fashion area?
Google does?
Yes.
I did not.
Google has a whole fashion area, digital and otherwise. Look. Show them. Is that it? That's not what I put up.
That is what you put up.
That's not the one I meant to grab. Wait a minute. Let me see. Oh, there it is. Right there. Stop right there.
Barcode that's one? Awesome.
Click it.
That? Oh,
barcode,
man.
Barcode sweater. Look at that.
That's awesome. Need that. That would go so well with my QR code.
Ginger has the mark of the beast.
I love my mark of the beast.
There's a mark of the beast on your arm.
Oh, I got something funny. Talking about skinny girls. Skinny girls, uh-huh.
Well,
she might be pushing it just a bit.
Uh-oh. More Pinterest people.
Wait. Hold on.
That same Harley Quinn.
Yeah. That's Harley Quinn.
That's Harley.
Shouldn't be. Damn it.
That's Harley Quinn.
Damn it. Hold on, Pookie. Mother of Pearl.
I'm going to put in the Harley Quinn, though.
Okay. Try that one.
I want to play something.
She might be pushing it just a bit with the skinny. Get it?
Oh,
wow. That's creepy.
That's really cool, actually. That's a makeup idea for Halloween. That's really awesome.
That is really awesome. I don't know if I could do that, but that is really awesome.
She's a model. See how long that neck is.
I know. Flipping gazelles. I swear.
Did you just say, like, a gazelle?
She called him a flippin' gazelle.
Oh,
well, you have to keep in mind, they have just as much issues. Some of them, remember, those girls are the ones that get picked on when they're little.
Okay,
so they've earned the right to be pretty.
One more Pinterest.
It's adorable.
Wait, let me grab that one.
It's adorable.
Oh my God. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Let me see. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, my God.
Hey!
I was hoping I could click on just the picture. I want to do that for Halloween. Oh, crap. That reminds me. I got to finish finding a Halloween costume.
Look at his socks!
Oh, my God. I love that.
They're so cute.
And the Pinterest says, why, yes, I am a nerd.
And look at the glasses. Oh, that is. Is that a hickey on his neck?
It is a hickey. Even nerds get some.
Hell yeah.
You get the best some because we do research on how to do it right. That's why.
They are so cute together. Oh, my God.
Adorable.
That's got to be the best couple's Halloween outfit I have ever seen.
And they look happy. They really do.
Oh, my God. Wow. All right, hold on. Because we're sharing just cool, geeky stuff. Am I still here?
Yes, you're still here. Because we did have a moment, didn't we, Ray?
there we go. Eye of Sauron nails.
Oh.
That's hot.
Yes. Totally amazing. Apparently the website Chalkboard Nails. And she does nails and different designs, whatnot. But
look at that.
That is awesome.
That is so awesome. I love that.
You know, the minute I saw that, I started hearing the music from Lord of the Rings in my head. That da 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 da. I just get my nails done like that and walk around with that music playing.
That is sexy. That is just beautiful.
I am super amazed by that.
That's a lot of wow. How now? She does. Scroll down. What is all she got down there? Look at that
green nail.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and apparently there are Star Wars nails.
Oh, do it.
Gotta click on Star Wars nails.
Do it.
Oh my goodness, Chewbacca!
That is so cute. Chewbacca, that looks like... Oh, that's Boba Fett.
Is that Boba Fett? Who's
it? I think so.
Is that R2-D2?
Alliance insignia. And green lightsaber is what that's supposed to be.
Green lightsaber?
Yeah, I can see it. When you said it, now I can see the bottom.
Now I can see it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. She needs to open a nail shop. I would pay.
Yeah.
I would pay good money for that.
You know, I was almost hoping that they were like some kind of, like, press-on acrylics or something when I first saw the other ones.
Well, there's an idea.
No, that looks fancy to me.
Oh.
Okay, that's awesome.
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that's Boba Fett, durr.
Wow. I am impressed.
Red lightsaber and an Empire insignia.
Oh. I want it.
Yeah.
I want it. I'm going to sit down and try to do my nails.
I always say I'm going to do that, and then I get distracted.
I don't have the colors. She lists the colors, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so hot. And then I need a dress to match. And it needs
Board dress and those circuit board shoes.
Oh, wait. I got one thing I want to show y'all because we got like 4 minutes. I must show you this because a geek guy made this. It is so cool. It's a T-shirt. Let me give this to you. I think I gave it to you already, but here you go. Pull that up right there. This T-shirt has so many applications. It could be Legend of Zelda.
Oh, that's awesome.
It actually flashes. And you can take it off.
It detects your heartbeat?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Like, that's his actual heartbeat?
Yes. It's a wireless heart rate receiver kit.
Oh, well, so you know, if he was seeing, like, some girl that he liked, would it, like, start flashing faster?
Yes, that's what I
like. Wow, I like that.
Is it now?
I'm not allowed to wear that because my heartbeat speeds up a lot.
Dude, I would get so in trouble. There'd be a whole lot of people be like, why is your heartbeat so fast standing next to so-and-so?
It's a malfunction in the wiring.
Look, unplug.
Yeah.
Wow. $99.95.
I would pay that.
Yeah, but keep in mind, there's many applications. He says, of course, you can take it and put it on your wrist as a wristband, a belt buckle, a medallion. You can necklace. You know, you can do a whole bunch of things with. So this is good accessories right here. Who is messaging me? And where are they messaging me at?
That is so neat. No, that would not be my magic.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Simlish.
That's right. She can make me want to play The Sims.
I didn't really get that until I started playing Sims 3.
That, ladies and gentlemen, means it's the end of the show. We have like 2.5 minutes, or 2 minutes left, actually. Tune in tomorrow to catch the news with Ginger and Corey. And then tune in on Thursday to catch our Raw and Ready show, as always. Favorite us if you like us, favorite us if you don't, because that's how we roll. And and for all you bitches who try to put down girls who are various shapes and sizes, you get a fucking life. You don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Say goodnight, ladies.
Goodnight, ladies.
Fly, flown, fly, flown, fly, flown, fly, flown, differ, fly, flown, fly.
The following message is for anyone who has been bullied or has felt less than they really should. You are beautiful, no matter what anyone else says. Female, male, gay, straight, black, white, Italian. Wait, that's not right. Ha! Black, white, Italian, Asian, whatever. Purple people eater. I don't care.
Green.
Green, fuchsia. You are all beautiful. Every one of you is unique. Don't ever try to be like everybody else. It's fucking boring. Trust me. Good night, y'all.